I'm Mina Starziak-Hawk, and this is Mina AF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms,
and I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello, everyone. Hope you had a lovely Monday. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Mina AF. We're on a good streak here. I think we've got Steve for 4 or 5 episodes in a row. So say hi.
Hi, something like that. At least 3.
Yeah, at least 3. This is an episode that I think Steve is excited about. He wanted to do.
It was my idea.
It was his idea. It's the love languages, guys. We're going to talk about the love
languages.
I just
have thoughts on it.
You have thoughts on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to kick it off then?
No.
You come in hot or you want
well,
me to
why don't
go
you
through?
Read,
okay.
Like the terms and agreements.
So when Steve brought this up, my first beef was, well, there were love languages and now they've added them and they've changed them and they've remixed them and I don't even know what they are anymore. So I looked up what the love languages are and I looked up like, okay, what are the OG love languages? And there are 4. And then I'll go through the ones that were added. Words of affirmation. So that's just, you know, saying nice things, whether it's spoken or written. It's just appreciation, encouragement, compliments. And then you got acts of service where the partner is performing something helpful or thoughtful that makes life easier or more enjoyable for the other person.
Oh.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does that know what you thought it meant?
No.
We'll
it's
funny
that you looked at me when you said when it makes life more
like easier.
Easier.
Just making that kind of because we're talking. Receiving gifts. So for someone who prioritizes this love language, tangible expressions of love, such as thoughtful gifts, hold significant meaning and value. Oh, there's 5.
Yeah.
Quality time. Yeah. That's giving someone your undivided attention and spending meaningful moments together. So activities or just simply being present. And then the last one is physical touch, which is hugs, kisses, holding hands, all that. Mm-hmm. Touchy-feely stuff. So there are 5.
Mm-hmm. I'm 1 in 5.
You're 1 in 5. So Steve is words of affirmation and physical touch.
Do you agree or disagree?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think actually you're all of them.
I know. That's why I have
you're
thoughts.
Just needy, yeah.
I'm not needy. But like, I honestly, I don't know if I'm an outlier. I don't know what anybody else thinks. I don't. I'm not in anybody else's brain. But I'm like, Yeah.
He's going down the list, checking them off.
Right.
His head.
Yeah. Yeah. All 5 of those sound great. I'm not like turned off by one. I'll take any of those.
Yeah.
I'm not overly turned on by one. I like words of affirmation.
Yeah. No one would be like, screw you, get away from me with your quality time. But it's which one is like meaningful to you where you feel the most
loved. I think words of affirmation for me.
Okay.
Okay. So if we were to end the podcast there, okay, Steve is words of affirmation. But I also like, I mean, acts of service would probably be like number 5 for me at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then receiving gifts would probably be number 4.
Yeah, you don't care about gifts.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Because even like you want a card, but that counts as words of affirmation. That doesn't count as gift
giving. I don't want the card. I just want you to say something nice in the card. Right. You could hand me a piece of paper.
And I could say something
nice. So words of affirmation for sure.
I think that's not shocking.
Right. But I'm not going to turn down physical touch or, you know what I'm saying?
No, physical touch is definitely your number 2. Like,
it seems to me like it's a list of these 5 things that like, are there people out there that are like, oh, physical touch, get away from me. Oh, I hate that. Oh,
yeah, that's why there's so many Instagram reels about it.
Really?
It's like when your husband is physical touch and you're not, it's like these husbands like crawling on their wives.
Mm.
But I think I think that they can change throughout your life. Like right now, I would say I am not physical touch, but that is because my body feels like public property all the time. So at this point in my life, physical touch is just not as desirable because I feel like I'm being touched all the time. But I think when I was younger, it probably was more important. And I think it'll be more important again once the kids grow out of being attached to us every 2 seconds. Like, we don't pee alone. If I'm sitting still, Jack is touching me. So, I mean, I think you take them with a grain of salt. What I think is, you know, maybe just because I'm OG and in a lot of ways, like, dress for the job you want. Whereas most people are like, why would I do the work? That's how kids are nowadays. I don't love that we've come up with new love languages necessarily. And the new ones, so again, I had to Google these because I'm not in tune with what's happening. But one is the gift of time, which I think is just quality time. Like, that's not different. It's emphasizes the importance of spending time together and making memories to express your love. Similar to quality time, but focuses specifically on the act of dedicating time to one another. Now, that's just some new age BS. Like, that's the same as quality time. Emotional support. Okay. Emotional support, it provides comfort, empathy, and understanding to your partner during challenging times. It's about being emotionally present and supportive in both good and bad times. Okay. Acts of kindness, similar to service, but kindness involved doing thoughtful and caring things without expecting anything in return. Touch-based communication. That's just physical touch.
So we're basically
what is happening?
Expanding on the old love languages a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then spiritual connection serves as a love language involving shared beliefs. So those are the new ones, which again, maybe there's like one or two that seems like different from the original five, but pretty OG to the original five.
I thought that at one point you told me that there was like financial stability was a new love language.
No, I said that was my love language. Oh. My love language is financial stability.
Gotcha. I
and I guess the reason that I say that, the way that I look at it, is it's hard for me to experience other emotions if I don't have like those base emotions met.
Yeah.
And for me, financial security is one of them. Mm-hmm. And it's not being rich, but it's, you know, making sure we've got an addition, but it's making sure that I can, making sure everything is going right. You're so smart because I can't focus on
doing stuff you can't do.
Yeah. Doing stuff I can't do. I can't focus on it.
Control your body.
Yeah. 100%. I love you so much.
When people ask me, are you happy with the school that Jack is in? I say, I'm not happy with writing the check every month, but I'm happy that he has the opportunity to go there.
You're smart.
It's a good school.
Jack, what would you say your love language is? Do you like nice words? Do you like hugs? Do you like gifts? Do you like quality time? What's your most favorite thing? It's physical touch.
Huggies.
Yes. Huggies. All the snuggles. Mm-hmm. All the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just have, I mean.
You have to help mom with stuff.
Everybody needs help. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, and again, maybe I'm an outlier, but I am.
You have to help people.
Yeah. Oh, stuff. Yeah. Helping people is number one priority for sure.
And yeah, so when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good. You're sounding good.
So whenever you have to help people because it's in. Don't like if you get an accident, you'll help people.
Yeah. In my opinion, the reason why we're all here is to help people.
Yeah.
But I take a little bit out of each of the love languages. I do. Yeah. I don't.
Love is good, okay?
Love is good. I love you. And
this is the best episode we've ever recorded, you guys.
I'm doing it with you guys.
You are. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, I've never really taken the time to sit back and think that, like, maybe there are some people that are like, ugh, I hate it when she.
I don't think it's hate.
Okay.
Like, I don't need words of affirmation. Like, I don't need a car.
But if they went away.
But I've been in relationships where I didn't have them.
Well,
I had a question.
What's your question?
Like, when people like yell at people, it doesn't make sense because they don't know what you're saying.
That's true. Agreed. You shouldn't yell because people don't even understand.
Yeah, and then we won't like it, so then we won't be your friend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's a good point.
It's a good point. But I think words of affirmation would be very important for someone. Yeah. Like, we have, I'm not going to name drop, mm-hmm. but an old friend of mine mm-hmm. that's not no longer a friend, mm-hmm. like, she very mm-hmm. much needed words of affirmation because but she's like, very insecure.
But, like, hourly.
Yes. Yes, there are, but there are a lot of people like that that mm. need to hear regularly and often mm. good things about themselves because they don't think good things about themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not full of myself. I don't think I'm the bee's knees, but I'm like, okay, I'm all right. Like, I can hold my own financially. I'm not butt ugly. Like, mm-hmm. I'm smart. Mm-hmm. Like, I know those things about myself.
Yeah.
So I don't need someone else to create value for me by saying them. It's just a nice addition.
Gotta love yourself before you can love anybody
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
I want to show you the heart I made now.
Okay, we're going to take a quick pause. What were we doing? Oh, that different people, like, I think you're looking at it just from, like, your lens or mm-hmm. our relationship lens. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it, like, your best guy friend, like, what would you say his love language probably is? I would guess words of affirmation.
Are you talking about my actual best guy friend or just in general, like, my guy friends?
No, like.
Who, yeah, okay, so we know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think he would take any of them.
Yeah. Well, if you don't feel like you're getting any of them, I guess any of them. But if he was getting them all regularly, like,
probably
the what would
words
be?
Words of affirmation.
Yeah. Do you think that's a guy thing?
Yeah, I know. 100% it's a guy thing. 100%.
Why do you think that?
Because we live in a society where men aren't appreciated. We live in a society where men are expected to do things without love.
Why do you think men aren't appreciated? Genuine question.
Just because I think we live in a world right now where it's a very, like, feminist strong, we don't need men, we can do this on our own mindset. You know, men are the problem, not the solution. Men have been in control for 235 years. Look where that's gotten us.
I mean, I can do it without a man, but I want one.
That's different.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this world would. This world would not be what it is without the backs of men. That's just.
Well, yeah, you guys did a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And you're saying you just don't feel appreciated.
It's just a given.
Yeah, that you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of.
Well, you've even said it to me before where early on, kind of like in parenting, when I was like, man, I'm kind of like fucking killing it. Like, I see other dads and they're not killing it like I'm killing it. And you'd be like.
Yeah, no.
You're not getting a fucking round of applause from me, homeboy. Like, you're their dads. And yeah. I was like, okay.
Other dads are crappy.
Like, I literally was like, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not, yeah, I don't disagree. However, yesterday on the gram, I did see this video of a guy that was, like, job interviewing people, but they were, the people thought they were real interviews.
Uh-huh.
The job description that he was describing to these interviewees was fake. He was like, okay, so we expect you to, and it was supposed to be a cute video, okay?
Yeah.
To the creator, I'm not taking that away from you. It was supposed to be a cute video. And I think the handle was like moms.lovekids, you know? So it's clearly like, it fell into my
algorithm.
So it was like, so the job description is you never sleep. You only eat lunch after your associate eats lunch.
And you eat what's left over.
Hold on. Holidays, you have to work. And in fact, you have to work double time. Nobody ever says thank you. You're not paid. Actually, this is a non-salaried position. And he just kept going on and on.
Yeah,
and
these
applicants are kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Who? Huh? And he's like, I'm just kidding. Do you know what the job is? It's being a mom. And I'm like, fucking shit. That's being a parent.
Yeah. No,
that's just being a parent. Why do we have to, like, single out that moms are the only ones that work hard? I know my homeboys fucking
babe,
kill
but
it.
What I'm telling you is, like, the fact that you are just as involved parent as I am, if not more, is not the standard. It might be the standard in your friend group, but universally, there it's a stereotype for a reason, because dads aren't doing that.
But that's all I know.
I understand that's all you know, but you also know that there are other experiences.
Yeah, I know that there are dads. I don't even know if this is a thing anymore, but I know that, like, you know, dads would like come home from the bars drunk, mad, beat up the wife, beat up the kids. No, like, does that shit happen anymore?
It's no. Not that, but even it just culturally, like, there's a grandpa I know that, like, he changed the first diaper when it was his grandkid, because, like, the men, that's just what the women did. And what the men did was work. The women took care of the home, the men took care of the money. That's yeah. and there's
that's
it's changing. So it's super generational. And that's changing so much right now. And I think sometimes social media, whatever, like, they take it to the nth degree, like they do anything.
Could you imagine if at the end of that video, that gentleman that was doing the job description said, we're just teasing here. That's actually being a dad.
He should say parent.
But what I'm asking you is, could you imagine the backlash that would have appeared on this page if the person said, we're just kidding, that's just being a dad? It would have been like, a dad? That moms are the one. Mom.
That's because the majority are moms.
I disagree.
But it's not, it's just a fact. It's not whether you agree or not. Your experience is different from the norm, 1,000%. 1,000%. My experience is not terribly different from the norm. My dad worked and mom stayed home, and then we had nannies. Like, dad was the financial provider and someone else was the emotional provider, whether it was our nanny or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to have room that your experience is different, and also maybe understand that it's not, you're the exception to the rule, not the rule.
I suppose, but I think times are changing.
Yeah.
How did we get into this conversation? But yeah, I just don't think men are like as appreciated as fathers as women are as mothers.
And I think that's because you feel that way.
Feathers being ruffled.
I think that's because you feel that way because you are different. And I would understand that. Like, I don't feel the way probably a lot of moms do, where it's like, there are a lot of things, like, you know, they talk about the default parent. Bro, we're filming a podcast.
But you're talking too loud.
There are some things where I'm the default parent and there's some things where you're the default parent.
Yeah.
But in a lot of relationships, the mom is the default parent and everything falls to the mom. Like, thinking about
don't
going
you think
out
that
to
they
eat.
Did that, like, to themselves?
Bro.
What?
You're walking a fine line.
No, for real.
It's
like,
I don't.
Just come to mommy. Mommy want.
No,
mommy.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think maybe some people appreciate and like that dynamic and want to be the only one that can give XYZ to their children. But I think a lot of time that is just the default. It is.
It's a good discussion.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, you're going to make some people mad.
That first of all, that's fine. And
yeah.
They are allowed to have, I'm not saying that this is just my take on the situation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is the facts.
Yeah.
I'm saying my take on it is, me and my homeboys are all great.
But I think we have a very...
We got a good friend group of, like, parents.
Well, our take on it is... not one of, like... I can't think of a better word other than, like, luxury. Like, we have the luxury of fill in the blank. Like, we have the luxury of us both being able to work from home.
Yeah, but we worked really hard to get to that point.
We did, 100%.
Yeah, well.
And not everyone, there is just some people that aren't ever going to have the opportunity to make the decisions to be able to do that. That's just life. And unfortunately, you know, the way you were raised, the circumstances you were born into, although there are definitely people that can work their way out of them,
mm-hmm.
It's not the norm.
Right. What do you think?
Good.
Okay. I think... And, you know, we've had this discussion. This is not our first time discussing this. I personally think it's a good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are open-minded and willing, I like having the discussion.
Yeah.
Those that are closed-minded and are not willing, is just like, no, no, no. Women are, I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
I'm here for a discussion of,
how is your experience different than mine? Let's talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think just making sure that people understand that that's your intent, not.
Yeah, for sure. That's my intent. My intent isn't facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how my dad was around. I remember like one time my dad went on like my dad golfed on a Saturday and I was like, where the hell is, and my dad was a hell of a.
But think about this, even with your family, like it fits into some stereotypes because your mom would have dinner. Dinner was on the table for your dad when he came home from work because he'd worked a long, hard day. Come hell or high water, that's what Sally did. And she liked being able to do that for him.
That's what I was going to say. She enjoyed that.
But it's a stereotype for a reason.
My dad didn't know how to cook.
He could learn. He could learn.
Could he?
Yes.
His homeboy.
I'm giving you an example of your family did fit a lot of the stereotypes.
I suppose he could learn. And when mom would be away, because she would have like camping trips with her girlfriends sometimes, and you know, the boys were at home on the weekends. Yeah, my dad could make us, you know, some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, mm-hmm. and he cut the sandwiches triangularly.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting.
Oh,
yeah, Sally was up
straight
down
cut.
The middle.
Yeah, yeah. But so I think when you can reflect on your own experiences and be like, oh, yeah, that does actually apply, then it's easier to understand how
again,
it could apply to other people.
Because I know who you were talking about a moment ago, and they're in the same generation as my parents.
Yeah. We've gotten far off track from love languages, but I do think it's created an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I didn't mean to deviate too much from the love languages, but I guess I didn't realize I'm out of breath because I ran up the stairs. Yeah, I guess I just didn't realize that there were people that are like opposed to love languages.
Well, you keep saying opposed. It's okay. Not opposed.
Okay. I'm not the preference.
Yeah. Like what is the way that I feel the most loved out of these five ways?
Well, the reason why I said opposed is because you were like, well, yeah, there's videos on Instagram where the men come up and touch the women and the women are like, oh, get away from me. That sounds opposed.
Well, when you know my love language is not physical touch and that's the only one you're showing, then I would be probably opposed to it. If you're showing all the other love languages and doing that, I think it's a funny, cute, whatever, Instagram reel.
Yeah.
But I think what those are getting at is just the humor behind it. But in reality, if that is problematic, it's probably because the men aren't saying you're beautiful and mm-hmm. I love you. What can I do to help?
Mm-hmm.
I'll, you know, take an hour, I got the kids, and trying to get some action. They're just like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I see what you're saying.
And then you just feel like that's all yeah. that matters. You don't yeah. see the value in other things. I think that's where it can create some dynamic issues.
I see what you're saying.
We're all very selfish individuals, so we usually love the way we want to be loved. Mm-hmm. So it was important for me to understand that like getting a card with kind words from me is far more important than me. Like, I would stress out about what to buy you because you buy everything for yourself and knowing that the gift doesn't matter. I don't have to get you anything. I have to say something nice. That's important for me to know because I want to do whatever makes you feel valued and loved. And if I don't know the gift isn't the thing that does that the mm-hmm. words on a piece of paper are, then I'm not doing what you need. And I want to be doing what you need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, of course. I think... these change over time, as you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
And I think that there was certainly a time, maybe up to children, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
where like your love language was receiving gifts, I would say.
Yeah, it was probably receiving gifts. And now, honestly, it's probably
the last.
Giving me time.
Yeah.
Like.
But that's a new love language that doesn't count.
No, quality time.
Gift of time.
Quality time. I guess it's the spin on quality time. So the gift of time emphasizes the importance of spending time together and making memories as a way, but focus. Well, yeah, I guess it's not any of those. It's not necessarily time.
Well, I know what you're trying to say. And you're trying to say.
Like free time.
Yeah, free time.
Free time.
Yeah, that ain't a thing when you're a parent and you're a spouse. I mean, it
is
be.
Because that's
be.
The gift. Yeah. That's the gift now. So I guess it's still gift giving. It's just, I don't need a thing. Like, I want time. Like, hey.
Time to go shopping.
Yeah. I went to the mall because I was shopping for a specific occasion. It's the first time I've gone shopping. And not that that's what I would do with my time. But if you were like, hey, this Saturday, if you want an hour, like, take an hour, go take the dog for a walk or go get a car, whatever. And I might be like, no, I'm good. But the gift of, so it's still gift giving.
Okay.
I would say. Still gift giving.
Okay. I can.
I just don't need things.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to. Well, yeah. 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 I mean, I think like once you reach a certain age and length in your marriage, it's like, yeah, I got no more idea. I don't know. You know, it's
like, are you talking about for gifts?
Yeah. Gifts. Yeah. 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 Like,
well, yeah.
I mean, we don't.
We're more experiences. Like, we'll go on trips. And
yeah, but those don't need to be for every occasion because those are just getting so expensive these days.
I know. It's so, that's why we didn't go anywhere for spring break because it was just crazy expensive.
I was just going to say, as I've said twice in the last 2 days, like, I remember when a round trip flight was $150.
Yeah. Times aren't changing. Oof. Feel old and crotchety. Anywho, have a conversation with your partner.
Yeah,
it's entertaining. It's interesting.
See if it's changed over time. Like, yeah but remember when we met, your love language was acts of service. And now I think that it's words of affirmation.
I think giving someone the opportunity.
Trying to guess what the other person's is, I think is fun.
Well, it is. But I also think giving someone else the opportunity to tell you what they need. Mm. Because I am not the type of person that's going to say, well, it's hard for me to say, I need this. Can you give it to me? Like, once we had the conversation because we got in a fight about the card and I understood how important words of affirmation were to you, like, if I had known that in advance because I'd given you the opportunity to say it, that would have been helpful. Mm. But we just never really had the conversation. Right. So even if it's a little cheesy, even if it's a little hokey, like, whatever, date night conversation, even if you're not married, you're just in a relationship, like, what's the way that, like, what makes you feel good? Like, how do you feel the most loved? Because I want to make sure that I'm doing that for you because you're important to me. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Got this Tuesday on Mina AF.
What other questions do you guys have for us? Leave them in the phone call.
Click the link in the show notes. It says here. When you tap here, literally all you do is hold down a button and talk. You don't have to leave your phone number, your email, nothing. We don't track you. We just want to know what you guys want to talk about. So do that. I would love it. I would appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.